Then there comes another complex which we need to know about, which is anesthetization or escapism and habituation. Because now that you know that you've chosen a false way, and then another fashion comes in, which is to anesthetize yourself against the life that you're living. But you basically become this mindless zombie who just goes for the lowest types of, pursuits. The endless routine of just sitting in the car, going to work in the morning, coming back, I'm a programmed machine, I don't think, I just have the system take care of me, I just use the handrails that are provided for me, or I'm a housewife and I just look after my kids and I just wash the dishes and I just chat to the neighbors and I just buy what's in the latest catalog or what they're showing us on TV. Don't you understand we're living in absence of ourselves? This baby needs a new rattle, a new toy every 5 seconds. Overcrowded, overpopulated, dumbed down, moronic. Well, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Keep it coming.
They control our media. They control our banking structure in America. They control our universities. They control our drug companies and our agriculture companies. You liar. People turn blind eyes to reality. No other way to handle a sickness like this without these warmongering sickos who repeatedly foment war and death and starvation and degradation of our values. These sickening Frankenstein vegetables that they're throwing on our tables and the sick school system that's been destroyed by the Ford Foundation and the Carnegie Mellon Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation and the MacArthur Foundation and the Annenberg Foundation. These foundations dismantled, confiscate the wealth, taken, placed back into the public purse.
And people are heavily addicted to this. To embellish the mediocrity of our lives. In order to feel some kind of warmth in this inauthentic existence, we cluster with others in the herd way. Just like when you go into the pet store, all the rats are happily sleeping one on top of the other. If that's what human beings do, give them the psychic well-being that they don't have individually. But let's step back for a moment and look at the reason why people sit drawn to the community table. See with the dead chicken in the middle.
J-A-A.